This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Do you remember the last time you sat and ate in a restaurant? Did you think about the people serving you? Well, those servers have been thinking a lot about you and how you might be risking their health. WBEZ's Vivian McCall reports.
One restaurant worker says every time a customer walks through the door, she feels a flash of anger.
No matter who they are or what they're ordering, every person who comes into the restaurant, I see them as a potential threat.
She doesn't want to be identified, so WBEZ had an actor re-record what she said. She says she used to love the job that now makes her sick with anxiety. She constantly reminds people to wear masks, while hers helps to conceal her true feelings.
I really think the people who go out to the restaurants now are the people who don't care about everyone's safety.
Some service industry workers say they're facing an impossible choice. They're being ordered to work inside where they fear for their health, but they could get fired if they say no. And because their bosses have asked them to come back, they can't get unemployment either. On the other side, some restaurant owners say without indoor dining, they couldn't survive. What this comes down to is really money and risk. Owners, workers, this economy need the money. But are we putting servers' health at risk? While other states have attributed COVID-19 surges to bars, doctors like Benjamin Singer at Northwestern University say it's unclear how safe restaurants are.
There's so many different layers to this, down to the individual people who would be in the restaurant, what's the setup of the restaurant, what's the airflow situation like. And so all these things create a very muddy picture as to the actual risk.
A recent Japanese study found you're 20 times more likely to catch the virus indoors than outdoors. A Chinese case study showed how the virus spread on the air currents created by air conditioning in one restaurant. Data isn't great for tracking whether restaurant workers are getting COVID-19 more than anyone else. But Governor J.B. Pritzker says if cases go up much more, indoor dining and bars could be the first to go. Lori Lightfoot just tightened the city's restrictions on bars. As of Friday, they can no longer serve alcohol indoors without a food license. One chef doesn't think that's enough. An actor is replacing his voice, too.
I'm not a business owner. I'm not going to pretend to know, you know, what that feels like. But I am a human. And I do know from being on the employee side of it, it felt as though the business, the money, the bottom line was far more of the priority.
He says he was forced out of his job at a high-class restaurant over discomfort about working in a packed space. Many service workers who spoke to WBEZ said they think owners just aren't worried enough about workers' health. A survey from Chicago restaurant workers found 9 out of 10 workers do not feel safe under the current rules and regulations. And the city only has 50 inspectors to check for compliance with COVID-19 rules. Glenn Falstrom agrees with workers, so much so that he let his restaurant close. He ran Falstrom's Fresh Fish Market in Lakeview for nearly 7 years, but refused to put employees at risk and said so on social media when he closed.
You know, I'm not that kind of person where my business is paramount over everybody else's concern. And I'm not going to go home at night and put my head on the pillow. I made $250 profit today, but Susie went down sick.
He says under current conditions, restaurants can't survive much longer anyway. Michael Roper at Hopleaf Tavern in Andersonville says he can make it through summer, but worries about fall.
I usually look forward to fall. I like fall color. I like the coming holiday season. But this year, I am in dread of November.
That's when he has to start paying back his government PPP loan, and it will be too cold to seat people outdoors. Hopleaf is making about 20% of pre-pandemic sales with indoor dining. Taking that away would be an economic catastrophe, he says. Roper says if he didn't have thousands in bills each month, he'd mothball Hopleaf until the pandemic was over. He says businesses like his will die unless the government stops loan and mortgage payments.
In some other nations, this has worked, but we don't have, you know, we don't have an FDR in Washington right now. We have a Donald Trump. Our country is not going to be the same if we let all these places go.
Vivian McCall, WBEZ News.